This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. We're talking about prayer again, and I'm saying it's important. It's important because you need it. Now, let's be honest, God doesn't need your prayers as much as you need to pray, because prayer has the power to change you, actually, and to change me, regardless of what we ask for, because it helps us to rely on God. Because when you pray, however you do it, you're asking God for his help. And what does that do? It takes the focus off yourself and places it entirely upon him. It gives us a means to worship him and to thank him. So prayer is really the only way we've got of talking with God. I mean, we have the Bible, and mankind has prayer, which are our words to him. So it's a lifeline, I think. It's not just, well, Lord, you give me this. We've got to pray for others. It's okay to say, well, look, I'll be praying for you. But really, we need to do more than that. We know, in fact, it's been proven that prayer can change the world. Now, different religions have different approaches to prayer, but Christianity is the only religion that enables you to talk to God freely and informally at any time about absolutely anything. And as I said yesterday, there's no correct way to pray. You can actually close your eyes, you can kneel, but God will hear your prayers no matter what you're doing, whether you actually say them in words or not. So what is it that people pray about? I mean, you can pray about anything. You might ask, why should I bother praying to God if he knows what I'm thinking anyway? But it's the way of communication. You might know something about somebody else, and they may know that you know it. But you'd feel better if you communicated openly between the two of you, and that's a bit like what it is with God. And we talk about four things in prayer: praise, asking, confession, and thanks. Or it's like making a pact, P-A-C-T, these four things: praise, asking. And those who don't believe in God tend to call on him if they do believe he's there somewhere in times of personal need. Confession, well, that means that we all make mistakes. No one is perfect. And since God is there, we know that we can talk to Jesus. We thank God for Jesus who gave his life. God has given us the chance to really say we're sorry for our sins. And it's a common stumbling block for many Christians. They don't see any reason why they should admit that they're wrong. But there again, God, of course, says, I want you to speak to me. If God does exist, as he does, then we can admit that we've failed. There is nothing too big for God to forgive. And many of us forget to say thank you to God for the things that he's done. And remember this, that God is personal, and so he deserves our thanks. Prayer is like a free 24/7 hotline. There's no waiting. There's no need of music on hold. And if you wake up in the middle of the night and you want to talk to God, then you can do that. And many churches have prayer books with prayers in them, and you can actually read them. And Jesus gave us an example. He said, if the disciples said, look, we don't know really how to pray. And Jesus gave them what we know as the Lord's Prayer, Our Father who art in heaven. Yes, can I pray? Yes, it doesn't matter who you are. God will hear you and he will answer that prayer. We can pray in the name of Jesus. We can pray individually. But it seems, as we read the Bible, that God likes it if we come together in prayer, come together united, and we pray about the same thing. Now, some churches and Christian groups actually encourage group prayer because it helps share our thoughts, and in fact, it does so much for us. It forms stronger bonds between us. So prayer is important. I hope that you might try it if you haven't done it today. Well, Eternal Father, how wonderful it is to know that you do not change. So much around us is changing, but we know your words and your promises never change. So open our minds and hearts so that we can take in your knowledge and your wisdom. And we look forward, Lord, to what you have for us today. And we want to be students of prayer so that we can understand that talking to you is very natural. Give us the patience and the time to pray. Amen.